Ladies and gentlemen, what's up? BC here, Brian Casella. Wanted to do a video for you this Sunday morning, bright and early, to give you some essential life skills that you need. Health, wealth, relationships, everything in between. These are essential things that I've worked on for a long time. I continue to forge them and develop them, and I think they'll be very relevant for you wherever you stand today as you watch this video. Number one is this. You need to be able to, if you want to and you desire to, not always, but when you want to and you need it, to be able to get attention. Now, again, whether you've been following me for a little bit, a long time, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, you know damn well that I'm very good at getting attention. I know how to do the reels. I know how to do the videos. I know how to dress. I know how to move, right? Understanding how that works is an essential life skill for everybody, because no matter which way you slice it, there's going to be times in life where you need to get attention for whatever reason. You need help. You want to grow your business. You're trying to attract the opposite sex, whatever it is. You want to have the skill of garnering attention, because attraction is very easy. I want to say attraction. That doesn't mean sexual. It means getting attention. That's what it is, right? Fascination. Having somebody intrigued, paying attention to you, noticing what you're doing, your message, your marketing, your clothes, whatever it is. You have to be able to generate attention, especially moving forward. We're going from traditional stuff to everybody putting a lot of their time and attention and focus online, right? So not only do we still need it in person, and I think it's more relevant and important than ever before, but additionally, you have to be able to take the skill set and parallel it online. The principles are the same. It's not like doing stuff in person is way different than online. It's the same principles in science of attraction and getting attention. It's simple, but that's something that all of you need to learn. Number two, this is pretty obvious, social skills. It blows my mind how people are unaware of etiquette, how to approach people, how to carry a basic fucking conversation, how to make somebody laugh, how to keep somebody interested in a conversation, acknowledging what people say, actually listening, having good eye contact, having a decent handshake, knowing how to position themselves when they socialize, knowing how to sit. All these things fall under the branch of social skills, understanding the social dynamics in an environment. I'm not going to come into a funeral, hey, what's up, everybody? You're violating the social environment. Ergo, you have no social skills. But people fail to work on this because, again, we're in a digital world now. A lot of people don't approach people, right? I mean, everywhere you go, and this is the easiest thing you can do, you need to start the places that you frequent, the gym, the bank, the barbershop, the store, just being a little bit more social with people so you start greasing this groove and getting better, right? Because if you're lacking in this department, not only will you suffer professionally, but you're also going to suffer on the personal level because you can't connect with people. You can't hang out. You're awkward. Socializing with you isn't, people aren't going to want you around. And that's not cool. Forced isolation is not cool. If you isolate willingly, you want to be, you know, practicing like a monk and meditating and spending some time by yourself, that's fine. And contemplation and reflection. But if you struggle socially and then you use that as a crutch, like, well, I just want to be alone. Do you really though? Or do you just struggle with people? Because in most cases, people are struggling to socialize and they don't understand that this has ramifications in every area of your life and you need to handle it immediately. So we have attention and we have social skills, right? Number three is you have to really care and uphold and uplift your image, people's perception of you. Yes, it's important for us to be confident in ourselves and love ourselves, of course. But very quickly, what we're seeing in society is there's a tremendous level of delusion when it comes to this. Every girl thinks they're a 10. Every dude says they deserve everything just because they exist. That's a bunch of bullshit. How does the world perceive you? I can think as highly as I want of myself, but if everybody in the world perceives me as a bum, I'm a bum. Now, one of the biggest confirmations that I get from people is a lot of people that I meet in person say, man, it's cool to see that in person you're identical to how you are online. I always, from the beginning, was like, I want to portray that because I feel as if, and I know now from confirmation that people online put on a front and they're incongruent. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to follow in those footsteps. That's one piece of it, right? Which you need to strive for, especially if you're doing content and you're doing stuff online. But secondly, I need to be real with who I am and where I'm at, which comes to this image thing. I can't expect everybody to treat me like a king or view me as a king when in reality, I don't live like a king. I don't carry myself like a king. That wouldn't make any sense, would it? We would call that person delusional if we watched a movie. But your image, you have to care. Now, does that mean we care about everything? No, I get a ton of unsolicited opinions and bias and hate against me. That's fine. You're going to get that. I'm not referring to that. I'm talking about the general consensus, your customers, your tribe, your people. What do they think of you? If we asked them, if I approached them and said, hey, what do you think of so-and-so? What would they tell me? Would it be words of inspiration? Would it be words of encouragement? Would it be words of, oh man, this guy has tremendous character? Or would that be in alignment? Or you think you're up here and everybody thinks you're down here? That's a big problem. So you have to care about your image. You do, right? Number four is this. You need to understand that your happiness is your responsibility. Tremendous life skill. Your happiness is your responsibility, meaning you need to make you happy, not anybody else. I'll say it again. Happiness is your responsibility. If you constantly externalize that, as most people do with, I need a Lamborghini, I need this, I need what this influencer does, and blah, 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 you will never be satisfied and you will never be fulfilled ever. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. Why? Because something outside of you, which is not under your control, is controlling that mechanism in you. Therefore, by it being externalized, you're not in control of it. Now, other people can feed and build and contribute to the happiness, but they can't be the foundation of it. I see so many relationships end and I see so many people miserable because they're expecting other things and people and organizations or whatever to make them happy. It's no different than somebody building themselves up and like, oh, I'm going to be an entrepreneur, and then saying, well, when I reach the top, I'll be happy. Well, dude, then you're going to be miserable every step of the way. Why can't you be happy now and learn to enjoy this process of development and evolution and then maybe reach peak happiness later? But again, these aren't things that are taught to us. We're expected to learn it. Or again, if you happen to get into personal development, you're going to read books and come across this stuff. Or if you're lucky, maybe you'll have a coach or a mentor along the way that's going to teach you these things. But understand that happiness is your responsibility, and it's probably one of the most important points of this video for those of you who are still watching. This is big. This is what has allowed me. Many of you ask me, how do you stay so consistent, motivated, enthusiastic all the time? It's mainly because of this. I am responsible for my own happiness, and I don't look to things or people outside of me to find the validation in happiness. So because of that, I'm not all over the place like most people. My emotions are a lot more stable and grounded while everyone else is going up and down and up and down. And that's causing them to be miserable, age like shit, feel like shit, look like shit. It's crazy. It's crazy. But that's very important. Happiness is your responsibility. Okay, I would write that one down, highlight it, and really say, what am I doing in this category to improve this continuously? Because that's a very, very important life skill, right? The next one is being useful to people. Are you useful to people? Serious question, because this, we can say, is very important at the professional capacity, but also in the personal. Are you useful to people? Are you? Answer that, right? Very openly and honestly. Are you? Because I know with my ability to sell, how I deal with people, my ability to communicate, I have a very high threshold when it comes to that skill, which is why I know monetarily, I'm always going to be paid and be in that upper portion, top 1%, 5%, whatever the hell it is, right? Because I have skills that are top tier in those categories. Additionally, if you take me out of sales from a communication standpoint, I'm very useful with most people. I can resolve conflicts. Right? I can help people, talk them through whatever they got, right? I understand the human mind. Like, there's a lot of things I can do with people that make me very useful, professionally and non-professionally. Can you say the same? Or are you just a body filling up the spot, and you're just somebody that they talk to for the next 5 minutes, and that's it. Are you useful to society, to the world, to the business world, to the people around you? Are you? To the degree that you are more, you're more valuable. So that's why I always took it upon myself as a duty to build skills in whatever it is that I decide to become world class at it, so I'm useful. A professional athlete, because of the top, is very useful to that organization to win. So they will pay them millions, hundreds of millions at times. The actor, so skilled in what they do, people will pay them a lot of money, right? So in all these categories, we have people who are at the top of the top. They're irreplaceable in a way. And that's what you need to do, is build your skill set in whatever you decide to become irreplaceable. At that point, what's going to stop you if you're world class at that? Now, I guess somebody could make the argument that, well, if you become world class at collecting stamps, it's probably not going to make you a lot of money. And that's true, but you get the point. You get the point. How useful are you to society and to people? You look at somebody who created, like, Bill Gates Windows, very useful to everybody, revolutionized the planet. And we all use computers and blah, 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 right? We can go on and on. And to the degree, they're idolized and compensated as such. Very important. Usefulness. And when you focus on that, it's very easy to take an honest assessment of yourself and say, okay, right? Here's another one. Here's the next one. Creating your vision, goals, life plan, and purpose based on what you want, not other people's expectations and what they want. Now, this one is complicated because a lot of people have no idea that their own intentions are not their own. Their own desires are not their own. Their own beliefs and philosophies are not their own. And this is why I encourage people, when you turn 18, especially, and you become an adult, you need to do a self-assessment and really figure out what it is that you want out of life, what you believe, where you're going, and is that based on what you want? Because most of you watching this are in conflict. You have your own desire and voice, and then you have mommy, daddies, or whoever conflicting, and you default to going to this one without even realizing it. And then when you're not fulfilled, happy, motivated, you feel lethargic, you feel lazy, you're procrastinating, it's because you're going after the voice and following the voice that is not you instead of what you want. And so many people are so disconnected with themselves, they even have no idea what they want, which is a huge problem. Because no one ever stops to journal, talk to themselves, assess themselves, ask themselves, why am I doing what I do? Basic stuff. No one spends time with themselves. If you did that 5 or 10 minutes every day on a serious note, you would very quickly start figuring out, like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing that? Okay, let me come up with a plan. And you would really start this process. But your vision, your goals, your purpose, how you want to live your life has to be based on what you want. And one of the reasons, adding on to the earlier point, that I'm consistent, motivated, always full of energy, and always on it is because of this one. I'm living my life based on how I want to live it and how I've spelled that out and planned and created it. Not based off someone else's expectations or what they want, which is another reason, right? Now, so many people are lost and that's the answer. Many of you are procrastinators, lazy, whatever, because of this point. This will completely change your life. But you've never done the hard, clean, honest assessment of this. This is boring. This isn't fun. Assessing your beliefs and philosophies, seeing where they came from, challenging them and doing a lot. Most people are too fucking lazy. They don't want to do that. But if you actually take time to do this and change it, your life will absolutely flip and change 1,000%. 1,000%. And this is a big one because a lot of people are unfulfilled and unhappy and unsatisfied with life because of this point. It is crazy, right? The next one is this, a life skill. You need to continuously, on a daily basis, weekly, monthly, quarterly, yearly basis, always do things that you are uncomfortable doing. I'm going to say it again. Do things that you don't typically do, that you're uncomfortable doing, to stretch the capacity of what you're capable of doing. This is a tremendous life skill because if we live our comfortable, cushy lifestyle, we only do things that are within the realm of normal. You won't approach a stranger. You won't stand in front of a comedy club and do improv. You won't jump off a bridge. Right? I know I'm giving you random examples, but think of all the things that you could do from a social standpoint, from an action standpoint, from a career standpoint, taking a leap of faith, whatever it is. All those things fall under that category. But when you make a decision, a commitment to do this consistently, man, life becomes, you know, your oyster. Why? Because 99.9% of people will fail to do it. Many of you would like to do what I'm doing here and maybe emulate a lot of the things from my life. Think about what I've done. Huge YouTube channel, nationwide real estate team. I'm working with developers now. I've made millions of dollars from sales and real estate and all this stuff. I mean, a lot of those things, whether individually or collectively, a lot of people desire that. The vast majority of people desire stuff like that. Now, had I operated based on what I thought I was supposed to do or what was possible and what people said, I wouldn't have accomplished any of this shit. Any of it. So understand that that process, that integral process that I just described to you, is what I have been on. You think when I started going door to door and cold calling when I got into real estate, I really wanted to do it? That shit was uncomfortable. Speaking in front of people, uncomfortable. Making content, uncomfortable. All of that shit, uncomfortable. All of it. But because I kept doing that and pushing and stretching, now my capacity, meaning what I can do, is so ample and big that compared to the average person, I seem extraordinary. And all it was this process daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, yearly, over time, stretches it so much that now the average person here compared to me, more expansive than this room, there's no comparison. I'm not special. I've just done things systematically in a way to separate myself from everybody else. And man, it's worth it. 100% it's worth it. Now, is that easy? No. Is it pretty? No. Like many of these points, they're not pretty, they're not sexy, they're not going to get you followers, no one's going to give a shit, but you should care. And you have to care, because this is the recipe for success as a human being, to grow and to develop. These are life skills that people don't really talk about. Maybe some of them, like the social skill aspect, but nobody works on, it's not important. We live in a digital world. Stupid. The next one, investing in yourself. Paying the money that you need to pay to the people to learn the shit that mommy, daddy, society, and everyone else didn't teach you. That is 100% a life skill, because we're at a point now, we always were at a point where people didn't want to do it, but especially now where everybody thinks everything is fucking free. It's not. You want to learn from the best and become the best, you're going to have to pay the price in time, effort, resources, money, blood, sweat, tears, and everything else. You're not going to pick up that shit on your own. I don't care who you think you are or how special you are. You want to be the boss, you're going to have to pay the cost to be the boss. Straight up. And a lot of people with the highest level of game in all these categories are not going to give you that shit for free. You're going to have to earn it. It's as simple as that. But do you want it? Are you hungry to learn from the best in whatever that is? You want to become a pilot or this or that? Cool. Whatever that is. Now, again, if you want a life that's rich and bountiful and fruitful in these things that you do, why would you not? And this is another point attached to it. Strive for greatness in these things. Desire to be the best. Activate the competitive juices. If you're going to do something, why even waste your time if you don't want to be the best? At least have that as the goal. It doesn't mean that you have to become the best. But life becomes better and sweeter and more fun when you do something and you're like, let's go for number one. It makes it a lot more thrilling and fun. And even if you don't get there, at least that was the energy behind it and the intention. Because not everybody's going to be the best. Just like if I do a bunch of things, I'm not going to be the best at all of them. So strive, right? That's a life skill. Come in with the intention of being number one and being the best. And if you do that, everything changes. Your discipline, your commitment, your resilience, your perseverance, all these things activate at a different level and draw something special out of you. It activates something dormant within you that's been sitting there. It's ancestral. And I'm urging you guys to do a lot of this stuff because, man, when you activate a lot of these things and you start operating with some of these points that I gave you, dude, you start getting to a different level. You view life differently. People respond to you differently. I mean, it is crazy. it's an experience that's noteworthy. It's almost movie worthy. And I feel like I'm living like that sometimes. I remember from some of my mentors before, I would hear things such as this. I have to like, they would say this, right? My experience and how I live my life, I have to like dumb down to people because they wouldn't believe what I would tell them. And now I totally understand that, because for the last couple of years, especially, that's been my life. I have to tone down or people don't believe what I tell them. It's kind of sad, but it's cool at the same time, because I don't care if people believe it. I'm living it. It's fucking amazing. It really is. It really is. Here's another life skill, right? Being able to deal with people, conversations, and things that you don't like or don't agree with. And we'll wrap up with this one. You are going to be bombarded with people, conversations, and things that you don't agree with or you don't like. How are you going to respond to it? I can have a full-blown conversation, not get in my feelings and deal with somebody and masterfully debate anybody who doesn't agree with me or this and that, or just have a discourse. And it's not even a debate. We're just going back and forth. I think this, you think that, not get in my feelings, not bitch or complain. And if I'm wrong, the ability to concede and say, you know what? You're right. Damn, I never thought of it that way. Point taken. Can you do that? Can you put your ego and pride to the side? Because most of you for sure cannot, because you fight to the death with your family and friends and a bunch of random people, even on the internet, about a bunch of bullshit that has zero substance in your life. And when it comes to the real shit, you're unable to grow and concede, because part of this point is being able to upgrade and change your beliefs and philosophies. Can you do that? Are you mature enough and intelligent enough to do that and say, I was wrong, or there's better beliefs and philosophies and an upgrade in my way of thinking and I need to change it? Can you do that? Because that's the mark of somebody who's intelligent and evolved and who's going to go somewhere in life. The more we're stuck in our ways, the worse it's going to be. A stuck mind is a weak mind. A focused mind is a powerful mind. And a focused and powerful mind is malleable. It's not stuck. Cool, guys. So I know this was a little bit longer, but I appreciate you watching. If you want to add anything, go ahead. If any of them stood out to you, let me know. But these are the types of videos that I really like doing, because I feel like even though they may not be algorithm friendly, they have the most impact. Okay. All my links are below if you need any help, coaching, consultations. Talk to me. All right. We'll see you. Peace.